Track 11.
Book as early as possible, within 3 weeks of the flight. With an early booking, you can choose the seat you want. However, if you book months in advance, you'll be too early for a seat assignment. If you use a travel agent, make sure they have a record of your seating preferences, aisle or window. Tell them you want to sit close to the front. If you sit at the front, you'll get on and off the plane faster. When you receive your ticket and boarding pass or e-ticket confirmation, check the seat assignment. Mistakes happen. If you have time, cross-reference with the airline seating chart. If you are unable to confirm a seat, be sure to get to the airport early, at least 45 to 60 minutes before the flight. If you do have an assignment for your preferred seat, don't check in too late. Those few minutes reading magazines at the newsstand can translate into hours of discomfort in the air. Finally, the gate check-in attendant can be your best friend. Ask politely if there is a better seat available. Saying that you are claustrophobic might not hurt, but don't feign an illness or say you're pregnant if you're not. There's no point in feeling guilty the entire flight. If, in spite of your best efforts, you end up with the middle seat, here are some tips to cope. If you are late boarding and have your choice of middle seats, go for the one up front near the exit. Check out the aisle and window passengers. Do they look like they will be self-contained and give you plenty of room? Observe their body language and trust your instincts. Capture as much personal space as you can right away. Dominate the two armrests. This will force your seatmates to give you more space. Be polite, but establish your territory. After all, they have personal space on either side. Don't work on your laptop during the flight. A cramped space becomes even more claustrophobic when you bring out the hardware. And don't try to read a newspaper. Stick to small paperbacks. Although it is important to keep hydrated in the air, don't drink water by the gallon. If you climb over seatmates repeatedly to get to the bathroom, they'll get annoyed. Get up once during the flight to stretch your legs, even if you don't have to use the restroom. This time away will allow your companions to move around as well and refresh the whole row.